Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Tristan.
And I'm Mish, and welcome to our 10th and final episode of the season.
Today we're gonna talk about just how it is to do the whole podcast thing, or just how it is to be a creator.
It's fucking hard. It's so difficult, and I mean, I know, like, Anchor provides you with everything you needed, like, starting out, but it's just, like, you need a concept, you need episode ideas, you gotta make sure sound is good.
Yeah, and I think that is one of the toughest parts for me is just sound, because I'm still trying to figure out ways to record in a, I guess, easy format. And then after that, I have to work on recording. And I think by this episode, our 10th, it's a little bit easier. But, you know, I still have to figure out, like, which device to use or how to remove some background noise. Because we're not using, like, some $400 microphone, you know?
We can't afford some $400 microphone.
But maybe one day, right? Hopefully. But I'm thinking, like, it's just a lot harder to just really do with cheaper
equipment.
Yeah, cheaper equipment. Because even though the mic is great, right? I'm not trying to say it's terrible or it's bad, but compared to my last one, that one wasn't bad,
yeah,
but it wasn't necessarily recording quality, right? Where, you know, it just made my voice sound so dark, like, not bassy, but dark. Like, you know, when there's like a light and dark version of you, when you're in the dark, it's like my voice is in the dark. And there was just no way to really brighten it up without kind of destroying too much of my voice. And for the longest, I thought maybe I just hated my voice. And I'm not saying, like, my voice is amazing, but everything I recorded with that microphone, I really felt like, my God, I don't like this. You know, like, I sounded so stuffy, so dark. That's all I can really say. But what do you think? What is, because you've edited one or two episodes, yeah?
I think I did three. I edited three, and the first one, well, no, you made me practice on one.
And I still never heard that practice, but
no, you heard half of it. Remember, I did yours, and then didn't do mine.
Right.
And then I just lost all motivation to continue trying to edit audio because I didn't feel like doing anything, and I was just tired all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So then you were like, you know, you're going to edit this episode for practice, which you didn't really give me a choice. You're just like, you're editing this episode. That's bullying. But you're like, yeah, you're going to edit this. And I'm like, what if it doesn't sound good? And you're like, it has to. We need it. And so more bullying.
That sounded like great motivation.
That was not great motivation. That was bullying. That was, like, straight up bullying. But it was better because we started, like, recording off of, like, phones instead of with the computer. So it was just, like, one set audio track.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, trying to match up two different audio tracks. That was complicated.
So originally I did that for a reason. That was when we were recording from our separate locations. And now since we're not, it wouldn't have given us a, like, dual audio track anyway. Okay. It would have only been one track. But, you know, since we were recording from our own respective homes, it was a little bit easier to have two tracks split. That way I can record your episode or just your dialogue and mine and kind of edit them differently because, you know, we were using two different microphones. So at the time I had mine through a whole thing where it was already being filtered, right? But yours wasn't.
Mine was not filtered at all.
Yeah. So yours, a lot of the editing that was already done to mine could be done live, while yours, I couldn't do the same, right? It was, it wasn't an input that the computer, you know, recognized, so it couldn't necessarily take that to filter it. And at the same time, I didn't really want to either, because then I didn't want to, like, miss a couple things. Because let's say, for example, my track, if it got too low, I put, like, you know, noise suppression and stuff like that. I didn't want to do that for you and cause it to not record what you were saying. Because then we would have just lost that whole recording, you know?
Oh, wait, before you say anything, let's hear a word from our sponsor. All right, back to the episode.
So yeah, that's pretty much why I did that there. We haven't really recorded like that in a while, and if it ever comes to it, we will have to go back.
But you're editing that. I hate it. It was so complicated and like staring at two different things. I'm not. I can't do that again.
You didn't have a fun time?
I did not have a fun time. That's why I stopped. I didn't even finish the practice, okay? That's why I stopped. 100% hard stop. Just stopped. It was terrible. But, like, besides, like, the technical stuff, it's just, like, you know, coming up with stuff to talk about on a weekly basis that's, like, interesting. And, you know, it's not going to be, like, 3 minutes long, because we can talk for, like, about stuff, because that's what we do. Like, you know, as friends, you know, we talk about shit, right? But then it's just, like, us regularly talking about stuff and then, like, trying to, like, talk about stuff for the podcast is completely different, because we have to make sure the conversation is moving along, whereas, like, we could be stuck on something for 10 minutes talking about it with when we're just talking to each other. Or it goes nowhere for 10 minutes and we're just like, yo, what the hell? And it's fine. Or we change topics, which we do in the podcast too, but at least we try to get back on topic. It's so different.
Yeah, I would have to really agree with that. And a lot of times I feel like when I'm speaking, I kind of relax more, right? But when it comes to podcasts or just content creation, I feel like I have to speak a lot quicker or just like think of all the words a lot faster and kind of make it exciting in a way where it's like, you know, at least it can keep people listening.
Yeah.
And that was part of the biggest misconception that we had. And also that's the problem with like my YouTube is like, yeah, I was thinking, oh, I play games all day, or, oh, we talk about things all day. Let's make a podcast, let's make a YouTube, see how that goes, right? But one thing I'm really kind of realizing is that, like, let's say with the YouTube, for example, I wanted to have an episode out every day this week, right? But the thing is, I didn't take into account that just me playing is not exciting for a video. And I'm doing these like extremely grindy things where I'm just trying to rush through everything to bump up my level.
Yeah.
And it's repetitive because I have to do it on multiple characters in order to raise the level of my last character.
Yeah.
Right. So like right now, my main character is probably my lowest because I haven't gotten to that. I can't make a video on that shit. I can't make a video saying like, yeah, I did all of these missions over so that I can bump up my level or get new gear, new loot, blah blah. It's fucking hard. And part of it is like knowing also what people want to listen to and people want to watch. With the podcast, it's also an issue where what the hell do we talk about? And I can get over the whole recording or editing thing, right? Right now I have the tools,
yeah,
to both record and edit, and you know, I'll figure it out. But what the hell do we talk about? especially when you're starting out, you know, you don't have a, like, I guess, fan base that will leave comments that would be like, here's what you should talk about. But even aside from that, it's kind of like there are so many different podcast locations that what if there is a New Zealand version of a podcast app? And he left a comment and we're just like, we don't see that because there's just so many different apps out there, like so many different comment sections. It's real difficult to kind of keep track of all of it, you know, and that's not to say that people are leaving comments. We haven't had a comment yet.
But leave one. If you're listening to this, leave a comment or something. Because it's just like people, like you listen, people listen. And I'm like, I'm glad you're listening weekly. But like, why do you keep coming back? You know, like what's the reason? You know, are you bored? do you like what we're talking about? What we have to talk about? Do you want us to talk about certain things? Do you want us to talk about something again and go like more in depth about it? We don't know. You know, we're just like, it's like the biggest shot in the dark about like topics every week that, you know, maybe we hope is relevant. Maybe it's not, but I mean, it has to be relevant to somebody's life, right? Because, you know, people are always going through shit and we might be going through something or talking about something and it happened in someone's life and, you know, we don't know. Yeah. But yeah, leave a comment or something. Leave feedback. Constructive feedback works.
Yeah, or it could be anything really. And that's kind of one of the, like you said, it's a big shine in the dark because people do watch and people do listen, I guess, in the podcast situation. People do listen. But like, we don't know what's working. And it's still early in a podcast. I pretty much figured we might be working on this for a while. And I don't want to rush it to where like it's like I was saying, kind of back to the whole YouTube with trying to do an episode a day. That is stressful as fuck. You know? Even if I did have a situation where it's like I can get entertaining things.
Yeah.
It just takes so long throughout the day to play and get all these things. And then once you have all of them, like once you play through all that, like you have to actually edit it. So it's kind of the same with the podcast. Like we don't want to rush it and just start kind of talking through a whole bunch of unnecessary things. But at the same time, it's like, again, back to the whole, what do we talk about? And I'm pretty sure we're going to be doing this for a while before it really gets, you know, popular or just somewhere.
Yeah, and I feel like the longer we do this, the clearer our concept will be. Because right now, you know, it's just under the general...
We're amateurs.
The general topic of entertainment. Or like, what is that called? Like, recent topic. In the world, like, what is that? Whatever. It's just like, current events. There you go. Right now, it's just like current events and things that fall under entertainment, right? It's real general, right? I feel like at some point, it'll become clearer. I'll be like, maybe we do like a whole season just on different types of games we try together and like review. Or, you know, we do a bunch of movies. We could do a lot of things. But right now, it's just on a week by week basis on what went on with our lives. And now we're both busy. A lot more busy than we used to be, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's one thing that's kind of a little bit iffy, like how will work, you know, kind of play its role in things. I think as long as we kind of do like the whole weekly schedule situation, we should be fine. I don't know how, you know, how everything's gonna like we'll have to kind of make it work, basically. That's just, it's just a no-brainer there. There's just no alternative. We just kind of have to figure it out. But once a week, I mean, it doesn't really sound like that's too difficult. And then we kind of record a 30-minute episode. It's just not that difficult. I think one thing that we really do have to kind of focus on is what are we going to, kind of like what spin are we going to put on our podcast? You know, like, we'll talk about these things, and by no means is any of it really serious, especially when it comes to like world events. There's a lot of world events I just want to make jokes about. And I think that's really going to be kind of the point of the whole glorious nonsense.
Yeah.
Where we do dive into some of these things, but we're not like bringing up the math, the statistics, and all of this information. You know what I mean? Where we keep it interesting.
I mean, sometimes we do. We do keep it interesting, but like if we're talking, like when we're talking about the riots,
mm-hmm.
and about like how many people were killed, that was like an actual number. We didn't just pull one
moving forward, not necessarily like what we've done this season. And like you were saying, it that was real numbers. We're not gonna lie to you guys. We're not gonna lie. We're not gonna start exaggerating things that can easily be checked. And like, let's say we start talking about climate change, which, by the way, it's snowing a lot, right? So climate change got to be real somewhere. But we're not gonna start talking about like in 1994 or 1916, it snowed this much on New York, and then just 50 years later, we didn't see one bit of snow all winter, you know? We're not going to start talking about like, yeah, it's been snowing all my childhood, and then I start going to college and there's just like no snow anymore, right? And then now all of a sudden we got snow again. But yeah, we're not going to just, you know, start talking about all the math involved and everything. That's just not going to happen. But we will try to keep it like interesting while also maybe talking about some facts. I don't really want to dive into like politics and shit like that anyway, but if we do talk about it
again, you know? If we talk about it again, yeah. I doubt we will really lean forward into politics, as neither one of us are really that big into politics, so it wouldn't really like make sense for us to continuously talk to you about politics when it's not something we're really into, you know? Like,
well, one thing real quick, sorry to cut you off. It actually, like, we're not big into politics, but America is having a great time right now. So, you know, for our people out there who did see in, what was it, New Zealand and, where was it? What else? Did we have some people in India?
Australia. It was Australia. It's not New Zealand.
It's not New Zealand?
No, it's Australia.
Oh, damn. Well, to the future New Zealands. but no, it's... America's having a real tough time, and...
Oh, we also have Portugal.
Don't they speak a different language?
I think some of them can speak English.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they could... Nah. Yeah, okay, that's true. That'd be nice. I don't really care where you listen from, just as long as you're listening. But but yeah, like you were saying, we don't want to get into the whole politics, but definitely if something funny is happening, we gonna talk about it.
Okay, I care where you listen from, because leave a comment about your country, because I want to travel. Therefore, if your country is great, let me know. So yeah. Therefore, I'm looking at vacation spots. I'm going to put your country on the list, okay?
Yeah.
Let me know.
If anybody's listening, I just want to know, realistically, I've been hearing some other countries got these, like, stimulus checks. I want to know what your country is giving you guys, because our government gave us like $600. And you're going to think like it's been maybe 6 months since the last stimulus. And they gave you $600. And you're just thinking, what is a person to do with $600?
In New York. Like I get other states have different
like living
standards of living.
Yeah.
But like there's other states where it's just like $600 not gonna do anything for your standard of living. That's not even rent.
But even like in most, if you find a place where you can pay rent for $600, even then it's like
your whole money gone.
Everything else.
No groceries, no nothing.
You still gotta eat.
No bills.
It's really, you got people that's probably in the dark right now and they got $600, and it's really like that's something you can realistically use in 1 month. And it really does suck. So yeah, let us know, what does your country give you? Because ours must think that $600 is just so much money. Like, it's been, maybe I want to say like 8 months, and for some reason they just thought to themselves $2,000 is just too much money for these Americans. Like, Americans just make too much money, you know. Like, we just floating in money right now, so $2,000 is just too much for all these rich Americans. So yeah, let us know. And back to it, what do you think about, I guess, not necessarily the schedule, because at one point I did think maybe we should bump up the schedule, but then once we got into it, it was a big no. big no. But I wanted to ask you, because I'm pretty sure you thought about this, right? Why did you want to do 10 episodes a season as opposed to, let's say, 12, where it would be like an even 3 months?
That would be an even I didn't even think about it in like a yearly thing. I just thought 10 was a good number to stop at. I didn't even think about it for like an even 3 months. I just thought 10 was a good number to stop at. And so, you know, 10's great, you know. Yeah. 10 out of 10, great. So I thought it was pretty good. And like, I don't know, we have room for like if something happens and we really want to talk about it, we can put in the extra two.
Okay.
You know?
So I found this kind of weird because I was looking at something that tried to explain the whole reason why a lot of people do 10, right? Because even for like my workouts, my fitness, I used to do 3 sets of 10 for everything. And once I changed that up and started doing like a 15, 12, 8, it was so freaky to me. Because one, 12 and 8 makes sense.
Yeah.
But the 15 was really throwing me for a loop. And for the longest, I still want to change that till this day, you know? And I don't only because it's like, that's what I'm used to at this point. Mm-hmm. But just the numbers don't line up. But anyway, I was watching something where he said the main reason why a lot of people usually like to do things in, say, stacks of 10 is because we got 10 fingers. And that's kind of what stands out to you as being this breaking point. Because if you're going to count, especially when you grow up as kids, you count using your fingers, you get to 10 and you kind of start over. So it's like, oh, okay, you get to 10, you kind of restart. And of course, it kind of also adds to the whole point that once you get to 10, you kind of have to restart with 11 and basically go 1 through 10 again. I don't know how legitimate the whole finger thing is, but it made sense. And the number part, definitely, because, you know, 1 through 10, then 11 through 20, blah, blah, blah. You kind of do the whole restarting thing.
I just thought 10 was easier to count with. Like, you know, imagine we have, like, let's say 5 seasons, right? And 12 episodes each. Oh, you know, that's too easy. That's 60.
That's 60.
But, like, 12 and 9, right? We're at 9 seasons, 12 episodes. And it's just like, you know, how many episodes are we on now, right? And then it's just like, I'm not doing that. You know, we have 5 seasons, we have 50. We have 9 seasons, we have 90. And then 10, we reach a solid 100, and boom, it's just all zeros.
I could definitely see how that goes, and we'll have to, you know, we'll stick with that 10 per season. And I do like that, what's it called? Anchor kind of puts it in a nice season listing, but at the same time, it's like, if that's going to be 10 seasons, I don't really know how that looks once we start a new season.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a little, I guess I'm excited to see what they do with that, like if they split it off. But we'll definitely have like a change of artwork on a season to season to show that, you know, it's a new season, new things is happening. And I am excited about that. You know, there are things that we do have to talk about as far as like, what's going on with the podcast?
There's a lot we have to do. There's a lot we want to do, but we have to do research first.
Yeah.
About it. But we have a lot of ideas, and, you know, we hope we can implement all of them.
Eventually.
And, you know, look forward to them.
Yeah.
Because we're really putting a lot into this, doing research, weekly meetings. So, yeah.
I mean, we want to see it. We want to see it grow. We want to see it change. And it'll be a fun thing to do. The main reason why I'm not hating on it is that it's not really too much of a... It's not something that's too difficult, you know? As opposed to, like, if I have to work on my app, I can program for a day, a solid day, and then still have nothing ready, you know? I might program for a day and get nothing resolved. Whereas podcast, 30 minutes talking, or let's say an hour or two editing, and we're done for the week. You know, we just have it uploaded and scheduled, ready to go for Thursday at 12, same time. I don't even know why we settled on Thursday. I think maybe that was when the first episode was done.
I think it was based on when we recorded. And when we put up the first one, and then we just decided to stick to Thursday, which is great because Thursday is actually one of the freer days based on your YouTube schedule. Because Wednesdays you do uploads and Saturdays you do uploads. Thursday was indeed free.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, I can spend Tuesday editing the YouTube video, and then Wednesday I spent some time editing the podcast. So that kind of worked out really well. So yeah, definitely just gonna keep that going. I don't know if it's gonna be like, do you think we should change that season per season?
Change what?
Like the upload days?
No, I feel like we should keep that consistent because, like, you know, people get used to the Thursday uploads, and if we change it,
it'll be weird.
I don't know. I guess we should keep it.
Okay. Pretty much figured people would just watch when they want to watch anyway.
Or listen when they want to listen.
Why do I keep saying watch?
Because they're thinking about YouTube.
Yeah.
So people will listen when they want to listen, I guess, eventually. Way later in the future, if we eventually do a watch option.
It'll be there.
Yes, you can choose which one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's way in the future. We can't do this right now.
Part of it is like... That's another video to edit, and that's another thing too, like, with the whole editing aspect, I spend so much more time editing, and if I ever wanted to do, like, basically 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours of playing is just not enough to really get anywhere in a game in a timely fashion, you know, especially if you're supposed to be making these videos for just YouTube to get people to watch. It's kind of like you want to get to a point where, you know, you have what's going on in the game, like you unlocked these things. And I think once we do start with the whole podcast situation and having it as a video, one, that's going to be tougher. That might be like 2 or 3 years in the future where we have a better setup, better microphones.
I was thinking like 5, but okay.
Well, I'm just giving it like that example.
Okay.
If we do it I'm thinking, like, also, if we do a, it should be like a 5 seasons per year type of thing, mm-hmm. right? At that point, we would be at like 2,500 episodes. Or is my math wrong? Hold on, I think my math is way wrong now. Hold on. So, if we have a season, right? 5 seasons a year, it's 50 episodes a year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, my math is way, way off. After 5 years, it'd be like 250 episodes, which we could do on like the fifth year. If we had that plan, 250th episode transitions to both audio and video kind of situation.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough because, again, that's another video to edit. Who knows where we'll be in 5 years.
True, but if this does well, it's like one less thing off of our plates because we're not juggling work.
Oh, yeah.
Work and leisure, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like we're doing this.
Even then, I don't know. I feel like we would still have to work somehow just to make money. Like, it's nice to have a decent, especially when you're younger. It's nice to have a good amount of money. So that by the time you are in your like 40s, that's when you can transition to whatever it is. Or 30s, I should say 30 something. Yeah, I mean, if this does really well, where we could just, like, live off of this a year, that'd be amazing. And then, yeah, we'd have more time. We could kind of turn it into, like, a daily thing. Because at that point, it'd be a lot easier to do. And, you know, just the episodes themselves don't take that long. Especially at that point, I would assume I have a whole system set up.
Yeah.
Where all of the audio is already filtered and compressed and all of the levels are already balanced and everything, so we don't have to worry too much about that, you know? So I don't know, we'll have to see how that goes. But we're excited for season 2. We kinda have to see where we're going. Starting off season 2, we're actually gonna be talking about Wonder Woman.
1984, yeah, the second Wonder Woman movie. If you haven't seen it, don't listen to them. Like, watch the movie first, unless you don't care about spoilers. Some people don't care about spoilers at all.
Yeah, so,
you know, we advised you beforehand.
If you,
they're spoilers.
Yeah, if anything, if we remember, we'll try to remember to say like spoiler alert. But if you start something off that's like, hey, we're gonna talk about Wonder Woman, the movie, you kind of should have assumed there'd be spoilers in there. Kind of feel like that's your fault at that point.
Just it.
But we'll try to let you know, like, hey, there's spoilers coming up. Watch at your own blase blah, you know? But we'll see. We are pretty excited about that, just to start off season 2, because we have 10 episodes out. And, well, not yet, but, you know, when you're listening, whoever you are out there, this will be episode 10. And we are happy to have you. It's going to be rough for the first few seasons. It's going to be a bit rough. But I think we should be fine. What I think, for some reason, I was thinking like 52 seasons a year. Where did I get 5 seasons a year? Oh, 10 episodes a week. 52 weeks, 5 seasons. Okay. Yeah, no, my math is right. Second guessing myself. It just
okay. Yeah, makes sense. Okay.
Anyway, that's going to be the end of our episode.
Thank you for listening. Like, comment, subscribe, whatever is applicable to your platform.
Yeah, we'll find it eventually.
Please do so. Thank you again for listening.
And
see you season 2.
Oh yeah, season 2. Bye.
Bye.